T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
No, I'm going the wrong way. I gotta go right-handed.
I'm coming.
One more time.
I think it was through the legs.
So disappointed in myself. You have no idea.
Yeah, I'm just getting warmed up. Jess, you see that?
I saw all three.
Oh, white geeky.
Molly at Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. That is Chris Bryant failing to dunk. 6'5", Chris Bryant is not an adept basketball player.
Don't miss your chance.
White, geeky.
Don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten football. Ryan Field this fall as a Big Ten West Division champion. Northwestern Wildcats host Ohio State, Iowa, and more. Season tickets on sale now at NUSports.com.
And we kind of had a laugh at the Chris Bryant video, which was posted so you could have a laugh at it. And
having fun.
Dustin got upset, and Dustin said that the next time he sees Aloy doing something, he's going to try to comment upon that. So we apologize to Dustin, and we thank him for his many contributions. I think he stormed out again. He probably went to
I bet you Aloy can dunk.
What was he mad
about? Wasn't his father a professional basketball player?
Yeah, Aloy played hoops almost exclusively until he was 12 or 13 or something.
Yeah. There you go. How tall is he?
6'4".
Oh, 6'4". Yeah.
He can definitely
all of it.
He can definitely dunk. And thank you, Kevin.
All of it.
Thank you for both being Kevin and being Joe. It is double duty. You. It's not easy for you.
Check out my early odds podcast.
Slip in and out of personalities.
Went from Kev Bo to Kev Joe.
And Ray, thank you for being Ray and also being Kevin, if that makes sense. And
kind of a part of everybody.
Yes.
At the station. My influence, everyone, you know, goes beyond what you may see on the surface level.
You are an influencer. No question. You're like you're like that girl on Instagram
that
got paid to go into USC. Want to thank Dan Bernstein for coming in today. It's always a joy to see you. And Connor McNeil.
Sure nobody ever heard of.
I didn't expect both of you.
Thanks. Sometimes just the one of us. I am kind of with Dustin on the Chris Bryant dunk.
Wait, what
video.
Are we mad about?
He's trying to throw down dunks.
Yeah, and he posted
and all
it.
I can this I Catholic school for 12 years. I worry is like embedded in my DNA. The worry and the guilt they combine.
No, that's
to form
not what he's upset about.
Worry.
Oh, he's not worried about injury.
I'm upset about Aaron Boone. Yeah, I'm thinking about all I can think about is Aaron Boone.
No, he's upset that we laughed at along with Chris Bryant who posted it. And he wants to. He's upset. He says when Aloy tries to do,
we need
a sport,
to mock him too.
We're going to mock him. Like
okay.
He got
what?
He felt it was an attack on the Cubs.
Okay, well then I rescind
because and you're with
I
him.
I rescind.
I mean,
look, I am still guilty and worried and nervous about the whole thing because all I can think of are flashes of Aaron Boone and then the Yankees get Alex Rodriguez and ruin college for me. But other than that, I'm fine.
Well, we were saying this the other day. There was a video that was posted, a long video of Mets pitchers in the Gulf on a fishing charter. And it was Noah Syndergaard and
Matz? Was Steven Matz one of them?
Yeah, Syndergaard was the main
Gazelman, Robert
name.
Gazelman, and Gazelman then some other guy, one of the minor league guys.
And they were fishing poorly?
No, they weren't doing it poorly, but they were hauling up a 350-pound bull shark, a 370-pound Goliath grouper, and when you actually watched what was going on,
they could have been eaten.
Oh my! Have you ever tried to haul up a huge fish from the bottom of the ocean? I mean, and strapped on into the.
When you say, you mean, no. Have I tried to haul a fish up from boat? Or have I tried to haul a fish from the bottom of the ocean?
With bare hands.
With one of those giant suits on.
Watch the video. It's insane how hard they're working. And the captain is having to come in and actually push the rod up. So Syndergaard is being dragged in. And he was worried.
Ladies, the ladies are saying.
Was that the captain?
But it was. And I'm thinking, what the hell? I mean, what you could do to your back,
jaws?
I mean,
your fingers.
Well, I wouldn't want a superstar coming off a shoulder injury trying to dunk in his driveway.
Right.
Bottom line.
No, I'm that's
yeah.
I'm,
flashes
I'm,
of Aaron Boone.
I'm there on that. I mean, it's and actually when I went fishing in the Gulf and we were catching Spanish mackerel and king mackerel. It was great. It was all light spinning. And then the captain takes out one of those rods that they were using in that video, puts this glob of fish heads on it, drops it to the bottom. And I said, what are you doing? He said, you know, maybe we'll get a Goliath grouper on here. And I said, oh, that'd be cool. He goes, yeah, it'd be cool. You might not walk for 3 days and you're going to ruin your back for a week, but you'll have the photo.
I don't want that.
I mean, that's literally what the guy said to me. No, he didn't. We didn't get one. We got a ton of fish, but we didn't get one.
How big is a Goliath grouper? It sounds big.
They get up to 400, 500 pounds.
Do they eat license plates and stuff?
They
cut it open and out falls.
They're voracious predators. Voracious. I mean, they eat all kinds of stuff.
Is it easier to catch the David grouper rather than the Goliath grouper?
Probably. But yeah, these are, they used to be called Jewfish. Remember, I don't know if you remember, years ago, the Goliath grouper was referred to as a Jewfish, and then somehow they kind of...
Why was it called the Jewfish?
I think they kind of phased it out. But
it was a Jewish fish?
I don't
it came
know.
Up
why? I don't know why it was. That was the name of it. They eventually, somebody figured out, maybe we should kind of change the name of this thing and come up with something that and people aren't asking about.
Right.
It's just not okay anymore. It was like the chief wahoo of fish. Here's Syndergaard. It's Syndergaard! And he's like, oh, my God, what am I doing? I mean, he's trying to back up and go forward and not fall in, and then there's a shark in front of him. Come on.
Who was the NBA player? The Bulls had a player. I think he ended up going to prison. Who was the guy? It was like some drug thing. He went to Cincinnati, came out with Nick Van Exel. Corey Blount. Corey Blount was not the sharpest tool in the drawer, right? And he was I remember watching him warm up for a game, and he was like doing a no-look shot, and Johnny Mock is like, look at this genius, look at this guy, he's preparing for a shot, he could, if he ever took it in an NBA game, he'd be pulled out of the game. Yeah. But he was standing there doing this, there was some break and he had some Bulls sweatshirt on, and I forget who was talking to him, but the guy was like, where did you get this? And he said, I got it at Jewtown, which apparently he didn't realize that was not a proper thing to say. Corey Blount, just matter-of-factly.
Awesome.
And everybody looks at him, and I forget who it was, but this guy's trying to explain to him that she can't say that. Like, that's not
a place.
And you may thought, but he's Corey Blount. He just thought it was a place. He didn't realize.
That's hilarious.
Is that unbelievable?
Yeah, Mr. Reinsdorf would like a word with
you. I mean, it was like the most bizarre thing. It was like, sorry, son. Look, but that's not allowed.
He didn't last
for whatever
long.
Reason. Cincinnati players in the Bob Huggins era.
Oh boy,
let me tell you something. There was a guy on one of the teams I worked for, really, really good player. His nickname was My Bad because he couldn't remember a play. And the guy scored 26 points a game, couldn't remember the simplest play. Like, even the dumb guy on the team was like, this dude. So they kept calling him My Bad. I'm, like, no matter what, in the wrong place. He chased down a loose ball and lay it in. Like, all right, fine. Do what you got.
The Bears, do you remember old Hallis Hall? You had to go upstairs, and they had these clocks that were sticking down below the thing, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's just like a clock that was sticking out of the ceiling,
okay,
so you could see it from the hallway. So they drafted some kid, and he must have been 6'8". And he would go upstairs, and he'd bang his head in the clock. So they called him Headache. Because he literally, like, banged his head on this thing three times. Like, you think the first time it happened, you'd be like, wow, I better duck next time. Headache. He was cut. He didn't make the
was
team.
That, was that the LSU tight end?
No, this guy was a lineman. He was a monster. He was very tall. But he was also just like Gerald Ford clumsy, you know? He just kept banging his head on the thing. You remember that, right? Upstairs? Oh,
yeah.
God, and the great thing about that is, like, all the offices were upstairs, and the players were in the locker room, and you'd see, like, the offensive linemen, they would come out, and they would look at the stairs, and then they would just go back in the locker room. Like, they had to do something, but at that point in the year, they couldn't walk up and downstairs.
Screw that.
It was, like, too much. It was too much for them. It's too funny.
What you guys got going today?
Plenty to do.
Look, yesterday was weird.
It was.
It's we didn't know the direction yesterday's show was going to take, because it turned out that, and some of it was bleeding into your show too, yesterday turned into Dan and Connor tell middle-aged white people how good Mike Trout is.
Oh, gosh.
And it was hey, I'm a huge baseball fan, and I've never seen Mike Trout play. Like, what? No.
First thing we heard.
Then you're not a huge baseball fan.
And that's
fan.
Mike Trout's fault.
Apparently, Rob Manfred, somehow, so. Yes.
So, if he's so good, how come he never won a playoff game, all right?
I mean, there was the one guy who said he just doesn't have time. Who was not a middle-aged white man.
No,
who
just said, didn't have time. He couldn't find it.
Doesn't have time.
But, too many emails.
I mean, people, he plays late.
I agree.
And that's a factor. Don't feature him enough. And maybe that's because the team
But in the game that has been sort of captured by analytics, the analytic nation.
Yes. It's
for
hard
people to ignore
how
what
he
has accomplished statistically and what that says about what kind of player he is. Is absurd.
He's underpaid.
On the one hand, this contract underpays him. Oh my God, he took less to stay with the team that drafted him. You can absolutely say that.
They paid like $150 million for that franchise.
$184 million.
Not that long ago.
Like 2005? Four or five.
And now they gave a guy. I'm just saying.
$2 billion.
But I mean, yeah, he deserves a lot.
They gave a guy the value of it.
Look at their TV deal and what it did for them.
Yeah.
I mean, goodness sakes. Back in 2011, they signed that.
Yeah, so we're opening things up a little bit here. We're happy to have Joe Sheehan on at noon.
In
our show group text, Connor text. Do you think Joe Sheehan knows who Mike Trout is?
Just checking. Yeah. That's our bar for guests now.
Our minimum qualifying bit of knowledge for any baseball guest.
I'm sure nobody ever heard of him.
You must actually know who he is and what he does. But Mike Florio at 10, Brian Hamilton, we'll talk college basketball at 10:40. Midday Midway. After the Midday Midway, we are going to unveil
big day today.
The full bracket, the full tournament field for the I'm Fat podcast, March Fatness. So
Did Eli break that one down too?
I bet he could. I bet he could. And Mark Schanowski, 11:40, Joe Sheehan at noon. And the list of giveaways here is crazy. We're going to qualify two more people to potentially win Cubs season tickets. We got two sets of tickets to the Cubs season preview party and a pair of Center Ice Suite tickets for Chicago, St. Louis, April 3rd at United Center.
Big game.
So, lots of stuff.
Have a good show.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.